This morning we're visiting with Glenn Henriksen. Good morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I don't know a lot about you. I'm going to find out more, but so far I would say that you are a farmer and a musician and a member of the Museum of Danish America board. Is that part of your life?
Yes, that's all correct.
All right. Well, let's first talk about the musician part, because that's a really big part of your life. What instruments do you play?
Well, I play the piano and the organ.
Okay. And when did you start that, Glenn? When you know, in your life, was that something that your mother said, you got to take those lessons?
Well, yes. My father was an optometrist and my mother a stay-at-home mom. They knew the value of music, so all five of us, four boys and a girl, had piano lessons in our appropriate time, about the age of seven. And I continued with my lessons right on through high school, and then attended Luther College at Decorah, Iowa for a couple of years and took an additional class or two of music.
So music certainly has been an important part of your life since you were very young, and it continues to be a very important part. What kind of music do you play? What's the range of genre?
Well, of course, in our younger years, we were given the foundation of music, and that would have been the classics, you know, the Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always my favorite to play, even today. But we were well-versed in the classics and became a church organist at age 13 and learned to appreciate the sacred and classical organ as well. Learn how to accompany in a better way, and did my share of accompanying through high school. And then as an adult, we had a community choir in Esterville, Iowa, called Many Voices, and I was their accompanist for 10 years, 2000 to 2010. And from that point on, I bought a house in Spirit Lake to fix up in between the farming season, and ended up spending additional time on it that I became endeared to the place a little bit. And my youngest brother, Richard, said, well, before you sell it, why don't you try doing music out of this house? So that's what I've done, just word of mouth, created a music night at our residence in Spirit Lake, and I call it Glenn's Music House. People can come just even without reservation on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. from June till the end of October, and I do musical shows with others on Tuesdays and a solo night on Wednesday nights.
So first of all, your family, you said, really encouraged music, and your brother was really encouraging you. And then you've been an encouragement, obviously, to others when you do these performances in your home, bringing in others.
Yes, that's right. We might have four and five singers, a bass player and a guitar player, occasional trumpet. And it's kind of fun that way. And people said, well, we get to hear you on Tuesday nights as an accompanist. We want to hear you more as a soloist.
Mm.
But Wednesday nights are my solo night on piano and a home theater organ in the same house. And I serve lunch and pass the offering basket asking for a $10 cover for the night.
So it's an event all through, well, I think of that as the season. I mean, if you're in Spirit Lake, that's the season, correct?
Yes, that's correct. That is the season, pretty much.
Yes. Well, and then, you know, a lot of the folks, you know, they all go away because it's kind of cold in Spirit Lake, unless you're an ice fisherman or a skater. I'm thinking there's not nearly as many people there. So then what do you do, Glenn?
Well, I've started going to Arizona in the wintertime to create some more job opportunities, and I'm blessed to have had 10 years down there now, middle of February till about the 20th of March. And I've gotten to meet a lot of Midwest people down there, of course, like your own dear Fern and Atlantic and others. And I've expanded my horizons of friendship and, I guess, popularity through those additional concerts down there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you meet a lot of folks from the Midwest, really true. But what about Canadians? I always think there's a lot of Canadians that come south for the winter.
Oh, yes, there are a lot of Canadians. Many of them, and I try and play a variety. I do some auditorium concerts for retirement communities, but also some church concerts and some private parties as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where I do see the Canadians a lot as well is up in Minot, North Dakota. I've played now for 4 years at the Host Fest the biggest Scandinavian festival in North America, a wonderful festival, and my not being close to the Canadian border, relatively speaking, a lot of folks attend that as well.
Mm-hmm. And when is that held?
That's the last week of September every year.
Okay. And the biggest Scandinavian gathering. Is that what you said?
In North America.
Yeah, in North America.
They honor all five branches of Scandinavia and also have big name entertainment,
okay,
like the Oak Ridge Boys, the Beach Boys, and two of those shows every day that is going on.
Well, you know, sometimes I hear that one Scandinavian saying, well, no, we're lots better than that one and so on. But obviously when you have this gathering, everybody gets along.
They get along beautifully, yes. They have five concourses serving ethnic food and hobbies and crafts and music, of course, from each branch of Scandinavia.
That sounds like a wonderful event. So since you've sort of gone that direction, let's talk a bit about your work with the Museum of Danish America.
Yes, I'm on my fourth year of serving as a board member at large, and it's been a good experience for me. I've learned a lot of things, and I've come to appreciate my Danish heritage even more through this wonderful venue that shows the immigrant experience in America.
And you got to play on a very important piano.
Yes, I had the privilege in 2009 of playing the dedication concert of Victor Borge's first piano given to the museum by the Borge family that year. And it was a thrill for me. You know, the piano had gone through Hurricane Hugo in the Virgin Islands, where Victor had his winter home, and it had been inundated by Hurricane Hugo. And so the piano had been damaged, but they fixed it up as best they could for that year and for all time now. And I had also then the opportunity to make a CD a month before. I came down at night, and Joni was in the gift shop, had the recording man and myself, and I recorded a CD on that piano so the tourists coming through that year could have a keepsake for Victor Borge's centennial of his birth.
Mm-hmm.
That was the occasion.
I think many people have such good memories of Victor Borge. So, and maybe, you know, if you haven't been to the museum, you really need to go and be sure that you notice the piano. Let's talk a bit more about CDs and other ways we can get your music, because I'm sure that's not the only CD you've made.
Well, that's true. You know, I used to think you'd have to be perfect 100% in order to create a CD to be recorded. And finally got brave and went up to Golden Valley, Minnesota, and did some recording. And I kind of made up for lost time when I found out it wasn't such a traumatic thing to do, but a good thing to do. And so my first CD created up there was one of ballads, like The Wind Beneath My Wings, You Raise Me Up, and Easy Listening. Then I followed that up right away with what I called Hymns from the Heart, traditional Christian hymns. I did one of classical music. And then I ended up doing one of more ragtime show tunes, an upbeat video CD. I did a Danish one to honor my father and my Danish heritage on my father's side. The folk songs, the hymns I grew up with in the little country church back in Emmett County. Ringstead, and then first name is Glenn with two N's, and Christmas Quiet and Christmas Joyful, patriotic. So, my father was a wonderful singer, Perry Como like, and so I did a CD to honor his years in World War II. He and I would do monthly nursing home programs growing up for 18 years, and he would choose the subject material, and I would accompany him, not realizing I was becoming versed in music from a generation earlier.
I think
and also did a CD for my mother, Laura, 18 women's name songs with piano organ duets with myself, that they had an organ in the studio. So I dubbed over my piano playing with the organ.
So I think there's something there for everybody, Glenn. And how do we find those?
Well, I have a website that shows them. My website is www.pianoglenn.com, in the small letters, Piano Glenn, one word with two N's on Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And an email site, Piano Glenn, again, pianoglenn at yahoo.com.
All right, so we need to look there to find the music that so many people all over the United States and also from other countries have enjoyed. And we want to really say we appreciate visiting with you. And I just have to real quickly say, Glenn, because I asked you this question, that you are not related to the local Henriksons, because people are going, I wonder. So I had to say that, Glenn. So we want to thank
you.
Well,
I understand my great-grandfather came from Lolland, Denmark, to Council Bluffs, Omaha, in around 1880, worked on the Union Pacific Railroad to get enough money to homestead in Emmett County, near what's Ringsted, Iowa today. And he did have several brothers that came over that we really didn't know what happened to.
Okay.
So maybe down the way there is some relationship.
You
but
bet.
As far as I know, there isn't yet.
We want to thank you very much, Glenn, for visiting with us and wishing you the best. And just remember, folks, music is all around us. We just have to listen in.